Hello and welcome. It is Sunday, March 4th here at Emory Henry College. This is my 8th Reflective Journal, and today we're going to be talking about this year is National Athletic Training Month, and the slogan is, for this month, Compassion Care for All. How does this promote the field of athletic training? How do you embody the message? So, here we go. So, compassion. Compassion is defined as sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering or misfortunes of others. So how does that involve ATs? So taking that, and if you say sympathetic pity for all, concern for the suffering for all, misfortunes of others for all, it really encompasses the main idea of what they're trying to say. AT is not here only just to fix up someone's ankle, cover, clean up some blood, and give them a nice-looking wrap to help them play better, but it's in all aspects. It might just be talking to an athlete when they come in and do a rehab. They might just need that in their life as a college student or even just a high school student. You never know what they're going through at home. And sometimes you get to have more interaction than some of their parents in some cases. So you might be able to know some things are going wrong. You might see mood swings. Physical appearances are looking a little different, so you might suspect something else is going on. So you just really have to be truly understanding and have a perspective and just show someone that you're there for them no matter what it is, because an athletic trainer is there in all aspects, because ultimately we're your friends, and we're your biggest cheerleader beside your parents, hopefully, and we want you to get better and we want you to perform at the best and optimal rate, heal at the optimal rate, the best environment, etc., etc. So how does this promote the field of athletic training? Well, I think that it shows that the athletic trainers are basically, they have the hand in every medical cookie jar. They're able to do a little bit of everyone's job, and ultimately we're mostly the first line of defense in something, and that we can really help the athlete in any way, because we are trained in that way. So how do you embody the message? Well, as an athlete trained student, you of course have limitations of what you can do, but you also are able to connect to athletes a little better than some certified ATs can, because you're closer to their age. You've gone through what they've gone more recently. You are on that same terminology, that same dialect, and when you go to the same school and you're an athlete like I am, you know what they're going through. You know the workouts they do. You know certain things that they might have to eat, certain things they might have to do in the weekends, certain things that their coaches require, because you just know more than normal. And you might have been through that as well, so you're definitely able to relate to them a little more sometimes than a certified can, because they just, you don't know them on that personal level. But also, a certified can also know a lot more, because hence, that's why they're certified. But you can have a lot more empathy. You just can show them concern, just show them kindness, and just a warmth and a love to the athlete. So, as always, talk about how many masteries and attempts I achieved this week. I was finally back with Bree after that transition from winter to spring sports, and we went over six things, so I got six attempts and at-home program pending master. I just have to get that signature, so doing pretty good. Just need to really wrap that up over spring break so I can start focusing on my clinical question and get that book out of the way. So, that's all I have for today. Stay tuned for next week.